So what's happening here? Is this just a response to the economic downturn?
The study's not quite clear. It's as if it indicates that employers want to provide us extra benefits versus paying us more, as if the employer's making that choice. And if you look closer—
So are you saying that choice is sort of being made for the employer?
It's being made for them. If you look underneath it, what's driving that increase in costs, and there is a real cost, are primarily medical insurance, retirement benefits, and contributions to Social Security and Medicare. So a lot of those things are outside of the employer's control. They're things that they have to do. And they are making the choice of investing more in the employee's benefits so more doesn't get taken out of their take-home pay.
They're making the choice not to cut those benefits.
And they're also making the choice to leave their employees, quote unquote, whole at the end of the day. So an example would be if, let's say, your monthly insurance premiums go up $100. If the employer passes all that on to you, at the end of the day, you're down $100. You've actually lost take-home pay. It's like you've got a pay cut. And so what they're making the choice to do is we're going to pick that up so you don't get hurt.
So you're saying that's where this percentage growth is coming from?
That's where it's coming from, but it's not like they're doing it in a way to attract or retain highly skilled or highly qualified applicants. It's doing damage control. They're trying to prevent problems from coming up.
Is this what we're going to continue to see? Or are wages at some point going to start growing too?
Well, at some point, the wages are going to have to go up. And how that's going to happen is when employees start to leave current employers because the benefits that they really care about are not being addressed. Medical insurance, retirement, Social Security, Medicare, those are staples. What people care about, what's going to attract and retain are the things that are not in the staples category. That's the real opportunity. So those are things like flexible work hours. For the jobs that allow us to do that, be able to work from home or be able to, you know, take a day off or have hours to be able to pick up our kids or spend time with an aging parent, having those flexibility, that's one of the benefits that we're seeing grow gradually, but not enough. Another interesting benefit that I believe is going to be a faster growing benefit, and only about 5% of employers do it, is unlimited vacation time. The idea being you've got work to do. You've got to get it done. You work it out with your colleagues, your coworkers, but as long as you're getting your work done and no one's complaining, we're not going to measure or monitor that. And what they've seen is employees are not, they enjoy the opportunity to choose and have that privilege, and it's not getting abused because they still have a lot of work to do. And if you notice, those don't really cost anything but create tremendous loyalty from employees. If we're talking about employers really dumping into benefits, those are the kind of things that we would need to be talking about.
Brandon Smith is our working guru. He comes by most weeks to talk about issues in our work and careers. Thanks, Brandon.
Joshua, always my pleasure.